Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Psalm 17:8.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Today's Bible verse is Psalm 17:8. Keep me as the apple of your eye, hide me in the shadow of your wings. The first phrase, keep me as the apple of your eye, it's an idiom that basically means treat me as your precious, well-protected treasure. Expanding on this, Charles Spurgeon wrote, no part of the body is more precious, more tender, and more carefully guarded than the eye. And of the eye, no portion more peculiarly to be protected than the central apple, the pupil, or as the Hebrew calls it, the daughter of the eye. End quote. And notice David, the author of today's verse, he wrote, keep me as the apple of your eye. In other words, he approached God knowing that he already was deeply loved. He already was deeply cherished. And so David wanted to remain God's cherished and guarded child. Children need to be guarded, don't they? They're vulnerable and in many ways defenseless. Similarly, our eyes are easily injured. They're fragile. And although David was a mighty warrior, the one who had as a teenager slayed a strong and massive Philistine soldier, David knew he was basically defenseless and completely dependent on God for guidance, strength, and survival. And so he asked God to hide him in the shadow of his wings in the same way that the mighty eagle gathers her chicks beneath her strong and powerful wings, to shelter, to hide, and to protect with tenderness and love, always alert to danger before it ever comes near the nest. We read similar words in Deuteronomy 32:9-11, which state, speaking of God's beloved, in a desert land he found him. In a barren and howling waste, he shielded him and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carry them aloft. God shields, cares for, guards, hovers over, catches, and carries us. Such a beautiful expression of his perfect, never-failing, fatherly love for you and I. He surrounds us with his love, and he is always, always attentive to all our needs. David knew this in the core of his being. And in the passage today's verse comes from, he reminded himself of that truth. And because David knew how precious he was to God, he could trust God to hear him and to respond when he cried out for help. Show me the wonder of your great love, he prayed in verse 7, you who save by your right hand those who take refuge from their foes. As it appears David was doing during the time he wrote Psalm 17. While scripture doesn't tell us what was going on in his life, based on what we read, it's clear he felt threatened, and he needed to know that he was seen, that he was loved, that he was heard, and that he was protected. And if you've ever read or heard sermons on much of David's life, you know he certainly had his fair share of enemies, including Saul, the ruler of the nation, with the nation's army at his command. But David's ally and defender, God Almighty, was even greater, even stronger. God saw David. God heard his cries, and he hid David within his strong, protective embrace. No matter what David faced in times of struggle and blessing, he never forgot, and in fact, he often reminded himself that he was beloved by God, that he was completely enveloped in or completely surrounded by God's love. In Psalm 139, verse 5, he wrote, "You hem me in," or as some translations state, "hedge me in, behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me." And when I read that verse, I picture the actions of a parent whose toddler is first learning to take his first steps, and how they follow so close, forming a protective barrier around the child, keeping an eye out for the top edge of the stairs or that jagged coffee table corner. And that's how God carefully guards us. Nothing can get to us without first getting through our all-powerful, ever-present, attentive, and faithful Father. And when David spoke of God placing his hand upon him, I again think of a parent with their child and how they periodically place a loving, gentle hand on their child's head simply to let them know that they are there, that they're close, and that they are in that moment thinking tenderly of them. Do you know that you are treasured by God? Do you ever take time to reflect on that, on how he views you, and how incredibly important you are to him, that you are indeed the apple of his eye? You are a tenderly loved and guarded, hemmed in child of God. And do you ever think about how your day might change, how your confidence and peace might grow if, like David, you reminded yourself of all of those truths during your most challenging, most frightening, or disappointing circumstances? Let's pray. Father, we are the apple of your eye. You love us with a tender, compassionate, yet fierce and strong fatherly love. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You hem us in by your presence, by your grace, and by your faithfulness. You fill us with your power, and you surround us with your power. You know everything that's ahead of us, and you've seen everything that's already behind us, and you walk beside us. Help us to remain deeply rooted in your love. Help us to understand a little more each day precisely how deep your love is. May we learn to view ourselves through that love. May we learn to view our circumstances, our mistakes, our failures, our challenges, whatever we encounter. May we view it always through your love. Heal within us anything that hinders us from really receiving, from really living anchored in your love. And just bring us day by day, step by step, towards greater freedom and greater joy. Thank you for ultimately displaying your love through your Son when you sent him to live among us and to die for us on the cross. Thank you for creating a way for us to have a deep, unending relationship with you. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.